What about this? I mean, I get a lot of calls from people. This is sleep now, but they wake up from their sleep state, and they all see this old, horrible-looking hag that is coming at them, sitting on top of them. And I sometimes wonder, or maybe they're still dreaming. Do you come across that at all?
Boy, that's just such a straight line for a joke. I'm having to just hit all sorts of edit buttons. You know, about marriage, but yes, there are similarities in people's dreams that I found unexplainable, and that is that they would have like that monster, and most people describe them as a monster. Some people even went as far, and I found this to be very troubling in the research I did, of that they would see shadows in the morning when they woke up, or they would find themselves in that tween state of twilight sleep when they're almost awake and almost asleep.
Right.
And they would see shadows moving about the room, and they could make figures out. And if you talk to enough people and they tell you the same thing over and over again, eventually you have to put some credibility to it. In every case, it was a frightening experience. I never ran into one person who said, yeah, I saw some shadows moving across my room, and I had a very calm and serene feeling with it. It always produced tremendous anxiety, which always caused me some problems from the, okay, what is it that people see in that state? Or is it just that we are so subconscious and tapped into other levels that we were perceiving activity at some point? I can't explain it, George.
Do they sometimes, when they're into this terror mode, I mean, can it affect their health? I mean, can they die in their dream state because they're so frightened?
Nobody ever has. There's no documented case of people dying in their sleep.
Of course, how would we know? You know, because a lot of people die in their sleep, but how do we know they didn't die in their sleep because of a horrible dream?
Yeah, you ask a really good question. The only response I have to that is when people have been hooked up to monitors. You know, nobody has ever had a terrible nightmare registering, you know, a 20 on the Richter scale of dreams and then died, you know, during that portion. But certainly because we dream all night, it would not be a stretch to say that you can pick up pulse and respiration increases in people who are having bad dreams. There's no question about that. So if you have somebody who is in poor health anyway, and they're having one of these horrible nightmares, it's not a stretch to say if they have a heart condition, they could die.
Yeah, I would think that would be possible. Mm-hmm. What about this? Somebody is so intuitive in their dream state. Can they enter someone else's dream? I mean, Person X is out there and goes to sleep, and person Y goes to sleep, concentrates on them. Can they share dreams? Does that ever happen?
I heard about it one time. It's odd that you say this, because this is literally something I started looking into about 2 weeks ago. Before that time, I'd not heard of it. I have heard of people saying they had dreams. They've gotten up out of their sleep and gone places. And visited other rooms, visited friends, loved ones in their dreams, knew what was going on in that person's life at that time in their dream, was able to talk about it, and could verify that something indeed must have happened for them to have been able to see it.
Now, so, this is not an astral body projection?
No, I can't say that it is, but I can't say that it isn't.
Okay.
The only truth is we know the person never got out of bed, and that the person somehow was able to, in their dream, project themselves somewhere else and see what was going on. But I did run into an individual who said that they were able to enter the dreams of other people. They would have to physically be dreaming about that person, entering into that person's house, standing in front of that person while they slept, and they would enter that person's dream.
There was a movie like that where this organization was able to do that, and that's how they assassinated people and killed people. They would send somebody into the dream state, they'd be killed in the dream, and then they would be physically dead. And then this guy would get out of their dream and he'd come back. I mean, it was an amazing movie.
Great alibi, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you prove that?
Yeah, how do you prove I was in your dream? Show me the footprints.
You don't. But then, but what you just mentioned sounds pretty close, too, to astral projection, where they leave their physical body. Their body's still in bed. It's asleep. And their astral body, which some people call their spirit body, is out there floating around, going to places until they come back in.
Yes, and indeed this person claimed that they could do that at will. And yet this person was very frightened about doing that for some odd reasons. One of the odd reasons was that if she were to do that, and if she left her body for too long of time, she had a lot of anxiety that she couldn't get back. Also, she couldn't enter the room of the person that she wanted to go watch or dream, or enter the dream, if that person did not leave the door open.
Now, that's fascinating.
Yes, I thought that was very fascinating, yeah. Because it would be almost... And the explanation for this, not to digress too much from her, was that you couldn't... If your brain during your waking state knew that it couldn't walk through a wall, then you couldn't walk through the wall into this person's room. That door would physically have to be open, even if it was just an inch.
Huh. Well, the brain does create real things then.
A lot of projection in theater goes on, yeah.
Interesting. People, we talked a little bit about night terrors, these nightmares that they have all the time. Does anything have to do with, let's say, something they ate before they went to bed? I mean, does that have effect on this?
It can. If you look at it from a physiological, medical state of mind, the more disruption you have in your sleep pattern, the more likely it is you're going to have disturbing dreams. You know, we'll cycle through 7 to 10 sleep states each night, and if a normal cycle is 15 to 20 minutes, that's fine. But if you start to have a stomach ache or you have a headache because of something you ate or drank too much or medication you're taking, and you start to disrupt these sleep flows, we'll find the occurrence of nightmares go up considerably, especially in people who have a temperature. There's some connection between the body overheating through fever and having night terrors or just horrible nightmares.